Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we started the chapter on the preferability of fasting for 3 days every month. We explained that it's best to fast the Ayyamul Bid. Ayyamul Bid are the bright days, which is the 13th, 14th, 15th. So the first thing we learnt is to preferability of fasting 3 days every month. And then from within this preferability period, the best period. In other words, preferability amount is 3 days every month. This is over and above Mondays and Thursdays. And which 3 days we are speaking about that is the best? In other words, that within this month you're fasting 3 days, which is the three best days? Ulama explained 13th, 14th and 15th. With regards to this word Ayyamul Bid, the bright days, a few things that I mentioned, just to understand why is it called the bright days. One is we know that on the 13th, 14th and 15th, the moon is at its brightest on these 3 days. That is one reason. The other reason Ulama explained is that when a person fasts during these days, Allah Ta'ala makes it such that the darkness of his sins will be removed and the year after will be illuminated with the reward. So this is one speciality. Allah Ta'ala will remove the darkness of sins from him and Allah will illuminate his akhirat with reward. Other ulama explained that the wisdom of fasting on these days is that when the light of the moon encompasses the night due to the full moon, it is appropriate that a believer, a mu'min, he encompasses and he fills up his day with the act of worship. Allah is filling up the night, the sky, with that full moon and making it bright. It is only right as a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the ushaq, as the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we also brighten up our day by doing extra actions, so we fast in those days. Other ulama also suggest that we commanded to gain closeness of Allah Ta'ala during these days, because an eclipse, when it does occur, it would normally occur during these nights. We're talking about a lunar eclipse. So these are just some of the hikmats and the wisdoms. Ultimately, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam encourages us to fast, and we find that many ahadith explain fasting on these days, so we fast 3 days every month. And we did yesterday the hadith of Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. Both of them, they described that our beloved bosom friend Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us this advice. And the first thing both of them mentioned was fasting 3 days every month. So we also, the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, should also make it part of our life that inshallah we won't miss out fasting 3 days every month. And the best 3 days to be fasting, if we're fasting these 3 days, is the 13th, 14th and 15th. Anyway, moving on. An Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sawmu thalathati ayyamin min kulli shahrin, Sawmu al-dahri kullih, muttafaqun alayh. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fasting for 3 days every month is equivalent to fasting the entire year. This is the kindness and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person is fasting for 3 days every month. What reward he's getting? It's as though he's fasting the whole year. This is only the clemency and the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An Mu'adha al-Adawiyya radiyallahu ta'ala anha annaha sa'alat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, akana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yasumu min kulli shahrin thalathat ayyamin? Qalat na'am. Faqultu min ayyi shahri kana yasumu? قالت لم يكن يبالي من أي شهر يصوم رواه مسلم. حضرت معاذة العدوية رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that she asked حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها, did Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم keep fast for 3 days every month? حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها replied, yes. So the narrator حضرت معاذة العدوية رضي الله تعالى عنها says that I asked حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها, which part of the month did he fast? So she replied that he did not fast any specific days of the month. From this, ulama explained that 3 days can be any 3 days. However, the best 3 days will be those 3 days, Ayyamul Bid, which we find from other hadith specifying. So here we find that it can be any 3 days, but other hadith specify these 3 days like this. Next two or three short ones that we do to complete the section. An Abi Dharrin radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إذا سمت من الشهر ثلاثا فسم 13 و14 و15 رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. حضرت أبو ذر رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, if you fast for 3 days a month, fast on the 13th, 14th and 15th. عن قتادة ابن ملحان رضي الله عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يأمرنا بالصيام أيام البيض 13 و14 و15 رواه أبو داود. حضرت قتادة ابن ملحان رضي الله عنه narrates رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم used to command us to fast on أيام البيض. أيام البيض, we explained the bright days, 13th, 14th and 15th. One last hadith to finish off this chapter. عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يفطر أيام البيض في حضر ولا سفر رواه النسائي بإسناد حسن. This last hadith we're doing shows the man has got love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us all that true love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we see that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam held on to something, fast, he was steadfast upon something, some action that he chose for himself, that natural love should also entice us and encourage us that we also want to bring that love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives, and we also want to practice upon it. So the translation of this last hadith, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not fail to fast on the Ayyamul Bid when he was at home or on a journey. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not fail. In other words, he made it a point of fasting on the Ayyamul Bid, the bright days, when he was at home or he was on a journey. We know a person's on a journey, he's a musafir, it's much more difficult to fast. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for himself, whether he was traveling or whether he was in Madinatul Munawwara, he did not miss fasting on these 3 days. Allah Ta'ala give us also the tawfiq. It requires a little bit of himmat, a little bit of encouragement, to provide that a person is not sacrificing, whilst fasting, he is not sacrificing upon the rights of other people. For example, a person is a laborer, he is working for some employer, and now if he fasts for these 3 days, or he fasts, for example, Mondays and Thursdays, and he is of that type, now his energy is getting sapped, drained, he's not unable to produce that work, unable to do the work he's doing. Now for a person like that, it's better for him not to fast. He rather fast on a Saturday or a Sunday when he's got a break, he's got a chance where he doesn't fall short in the duties that he has got, the responsibilities he has got. So in that case, this person won't fast. For that type of person, it's better he doesn't fast. But for a person who can't manage, he maybe got an office job, or his job is such that even though it's strenuous, he can comfortably manage doing his job. And for that type of person, we are encouraged that we should not lose out, we should not miss out on doing these Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of fasting on these days, Mondays and Thursdays, if we can. The Ayyamul Bid, the 3 bright days, start off slowly. It's not going to come into a person automatically. Person starts off slowly, as we explained. Maybe when the days are a little bit cooler, if a person is starting off, the days are shorter, he starts and then slowly he increases it until it becomes part and parcel of his routine, part and parcel of his life. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.